Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Lauren, the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
Hey, it's my turn.
It's your turn. Your turn.
It's my turn. And you know what? Okay, we're in February.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it this year, but you know we hate this fucking month. I hate February.
Is there anything
February?
We like?
No.
March. March is my favorite month.
I love a lot of things.
I'm so excited.
Excuse me. I don't appreciate the connotation. I love a lot of things, but February is one of those months where as hard as I try, it just fucking like crushes
me. I think we talked
me.
About this last year because the weather is just so gloomy and you've already had months of that. And so it's kind of like,
spring.
Please, you're so close. You know what I mean?
And now we're in Pisces season, which I'm trying to appreciate this year, but like given my chart and just given what Pisces season is, it's a little rough on the old emotions.
Rough waters, you might say.
On the old heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm hurting.
Yeah.
So I really struggled this week.
Bad choices.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay, you don't have to call me out like that right off the bat. I really struggled with what I wanted to talk about this week. And it was one of those where I had something else.
Yeah.
And I went to do it and I was like, this is not hitting. Like the energy is just not there.
It's not there.
And I sat for like 2 hours just pouring over shit. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck do I talk about?
I could do this. I could do
this. And that almost never happens. Like I'm always, I have too much I want to talk about.
Yeah.
This, I was like drawing a blank.
Nothing is like appealing to you.
Yeah. But I told you I'm in like a nostalgic healing my inner child mode. Mm-hmm. And it seems like that is continuing into Pisces season.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Cool.
So today we're going to switch things up a little bit. We've never done something like this before.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I know. So bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to talk about an aesthetic or a subculture.
Ooh.
I want to talk about whimsigoth.
You told me that this morning. I was like, what's that?
This is so funny to me. So it's whimsigoth or whimsigothic. Okay.
Ooh.
Whatever you want to call it. And it's funny to me that you don't know what this is because you were literally the definition of this.
I was the poster child.
You were the
innovator. I was the creator.
You were part of like the movement.
And I didn't even know.
And Laura didn't even know it. She's still confused to this day. She's like, I don't understand. So here's the reason why this hit me. And I was like, oh, wait, I could do this.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned this term, I think in the Xenon
episode
a few weeks back, and you were like, I don't know what that
is. Like, am I supposed to know what this is?
And then someone else, one of our listeners messaged us and were like, I don't know what that is either. And then it dawned on me that this is kind of a new term, but it's not a new thing.
New to the lexicon.
It just kind of recently got named.
Got a label.
It got a label.
Gotcha.
We're going to talk about it.
Ooh, exciting.
Okay. So this term, whimsigoth, has recently come to mean like the witch aesthetic, which is why it is fitting at Uncle Bob's, especially in online spaces.
Mm.
Okay. It is kind of a trend, which we don't normally dabble in.
Right.
We're not trendy people, I wouldn't say.
No, not at all.
But it has become super popular on TikTok in recent years.
Gotcha.
A lot of modern day witches naturally fit into the whimsigoth category in some way.
Okay.
So whether that's your style, your interests, your home decor.
Home decor.
Home decor. I love a home decor.
Me too.
You too, Laura. No, you do not have to fit into any box or aesthetic to be a witch. Okay.
Right.
I just want that to be known. And just if you do fit into this aesthetic, you don't have to be a witch. Vice versa.
Gotcha.
Okay. Gotcha. I just want to make that known. But I think it's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
So with all of that said, let's take a look.
Okay.
We're going to start with some definitions because I think it will help all of us out.
Okay.
Okay. So what is a subculture? I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead. Okay. I was trying to put it into words and I couldn't get there.
As funny as it would be to let you try to define that in your own words, I'll just tell you. A subculture is a group of people within a cultural society that differentiates itself from the standard values to which it belongs. So it is usually seen as a form of resistance to mainstream culture and society. Laura, you're all over
it. I'm there.
Yes, you're the queen of subculture.
Queen of counterculture into the subculture.
There you go.
There we go.
Yes, there you go. An example of a subculture would be goth. Okay, so let's define goth. We have talked about this before in the Susie and the Banshees episode, I believe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Follow the House of Usher.
Exactly. Yes. So we have talked about this before.
Yeah.
But goth is defined as a music and fashion / aesthetic based subculture that began in the UK during the early 80s, offshooting from the post-punk movement.
Gotcha.
So it's like a subculture of a subculture. It's a subculture of punk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
It was originally developed by fans of gothic rock. So typically dark music with gothic themes.
Yes.
Yes. So influenced by gothic fiction, horror, mythology, vampires, dark romance, the macabre, the Victorian era, theatrics, the supernatural, etc. All of the things we love.
Yeah.
The vibe is usually mysterious, ethereal, slightly dark, intelligent. It's very intelligent.
Of course.
Emotional.
Yes.
And unusual, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. We don't find it unusual, but the mainstream might find it unusual. So musically, think Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah.
I did them for a witch whisper way back when, so go find that. The Cure.
The Cure.
Which is like one of my top five all favorite bands. The Damned. Bauhaus. Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
Dude, I've been really into Depeche Mode lately. I've always been into Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
But recently I'm like, I don't know, I'm coming back around.
Depeche mode.
Joy Division.
Oh yeah.
Okay, etc. You get the vibe.
You got it.
As far as movies, think The Crow. Very goth.
Oh, of course.
Nancy from The Craft. Queen of the Damned.
Yes.
Fact Check Jake's favorite.
Yes.
He's a little goth at heart.
He is.
He doesn't look it, but in there.
You know what?
It's a little goth in there.
I'm going to see some black fingernails coming out soon.
You know what? Fuck, I'd love it. Yeah, let's get it popping. He told me the other day that he's going to bleach his hair again, and I almost had an orgasm right there on the spot. No, just... I said, was almost asleep and he said
that. He's getting his Billy Idol on.
And I literally sat up in bed and I was like, I'm sorry, say what? You gonna bleach your hair again?
Yay. Billy Idol.
I love a frosted tip. Okay, anyway. Lydia Deetz.
Yes.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Of course.
Very much the vibe. The Addams Family. You get it. All right, now let's define. Oh my God.
I defame you.
Let's define whimsy or whimsical.
Yes.
All right. This is defined as playfully quaint or fanciful.
Yes. I'm thinking Amy Brown.
That's so funny you say that because Amy Brown, I would say, is queen of whimsigoth.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Dreamy, out of step, slightly unpredictable, airy, odd, but lovely.
Yes.
It's like a little more playful.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So when you combine those terms together, you get whimsigoth.
Whimsigoth.
Which is a branch of goth.
Yes.
Are you with me?
I love it.
So this is the blend of the dark and mysterious allure of the goth aesthetic with the whimsical, mystical charm of fairy tales and folklore.
Ooh, I love it.
Yay.
Yeah.
It combines the macabre with the fantastical, leading to something moody and dark, yet playful and soft. So it's like a softer version of goth.
Yeah.
It definitely leans feminine, but it has an edge.
Yeah.
It has a little zing pow.
Kick your ass.
Yes, thank you. The term was first coined only a few years ago, and I'm talking like 2023.
Wow. No wonder I didn't know what it was.
Exactly. And I'm
so out of touch.
I didn't realize it was that new.
Yeah.
So I was like making fun of you for not knowing. And I'm like, oh shit. It was like just coined.
Yeah.
And it was coined by architectural designer Evan Collins to describe late 80s and early 90s decor, like home decor specifically. This is where, Laura, this is going to start making a lot of sense to you in a minute.
My God.
This decor usually combined dark colors, mm-hmm. celestial patterns, mm. gothic elements, spindly baroque mm. forms, mm-hmm. okay, long flowy drapes, mm. stained glass, lots of candles and crystals. Laura, is this sounding familiar?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You're the Whimsigoth queen.
You know what? I'm sure that everybody has had their parents say, don't throw that away. You'll be sorry someday.
I am sorry.
And I never like really held to that because I'm kind of, I don't really attach myself to possessions. Like we talk about tchotchkes. I love my tchotchkes.
You do love a tchotchke.
What, if something breaks or whatever, it's, you know, I've probably,
when you're ready to move on, you're ready to move on. I've thrifted it,
but I will tell you there is one thing that I got rid of.
It's the bed sheets, isn't it?
It's not the bed sheets. It is
the couch.
It is the couch.
Oh my God.
It is the couch.
We've talked about this before.
And that was in the 90s. Yeah.
Yes. That's why I'm saying. So Laura, you were the Whimsigoth, like you were in it. We had this couch that we thrifted from the Goodwill.
Oh my gosh.
In retrospect, maybe like we should have, did you like clean it?
It looked good.
Okay.
I mean, it looked, here's the thing is, yeah, I never usually buy like upholstered furniture from the Goodwill. But,
right.
This couch looked like it had never even been sat on and it looked,
no one wanted it, but you.
It had to be. Like custom made.
It had to be. You're right.
And it was $40.
No shit.
And it was black.
Oh my God. It had all
of the astrology symbols on them. And it was so cool.
It was like, guys.
Oh my God. It was so cool.
I could shed a tear over the fact that we don't have this anymore.
My gosh.
It was so good. Not only did you have that couch, which mm-hmm. was in our living room, mm-hmm. but you had this bedspread set that was like this royal blue with all of the, it had the sun mm-hmm. and it was very celestial and it had the astrology wheel on it. Yeah. Like I said, Laura was like into the Whimsigoth.
So I had a 4-poster bed, which I always wanted ever since I was a kid from Scrooge.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, because he always slept in that 4-poster bed and I always thought, wow, that is like so regal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So I had this 4-poster bed. It was more like of a shaker style.
It was a little.
Yeah, but then I went out into the woods and I got all of these like
vines
mm-hmm. with the leaves still on them and I dried them out and I wove them up there and then I had these white curtains coming down off the 4-posters with lights. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Get out of town.
Dude, where's that gal at?
You were so vibey. You had a vibe. Dude. And that's what I'm feeling nostalgic for is like, oh, I miss when our home looked like this. I want to bring it back.
And you know what? I probably decorated that entire home with under $500.
You know what? Yes.
Yeah, because I am a thrifting mama.
Well, that is the thing about this aesthetic is it is easy to thrift.
Yes.
Which we love. Yes. Okay. So all of this to say, this feels very like otherworldly. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like a moody but cozy as hell mm-hmm. ambiance. Okay. Yeah. You feel like you're in a comfy medieval castle that belongs to a witch.
Yes.
Again, describing Laura to a T. the aesthetic peaked during the rise of goth-inspired pop music, which I have a soft spot in my heart for, and witchy films and television shows of the time. So we're going to go back to the 90s a minute.
Let's do it.
You know I love to do it. So after the satanic panic of the 80s simmered down just a little bit, it kept going, but they simmered down. Okay, calm the fuck down. Cool your jets. Witchcraft and witches were often shown as more positive figures mm-hmm. in 90s pop culture.
Yeah.
This is something I've wanted to talk about for a while. They did. We should talk about like witches in pop culture in the decades.
Oh my gosh, we should.
We should maybe start a series. Gosh. I would love
we
to
do that.
Yeah. So you saw a surge of like quote unquote teen witch style movies and shows. Yeah. Not the movie Teen Witch. Okay.
No.
We don't.
No.
Remember when I talked about that? Okay.
Yeah.
That's like the one episode
and the Akashic Records.
I have blocked that from my memory entirely. where witches and that side of spirituality mm-hmm. were celebrated and discussed rather than purely demonized like in years prior. Like right. you were seeing like, I don't know, really satanic, demonic things yeah. and associations with witches up until yeah. this point.
Rosemary's Baby.
I was yes. going to say that. Yeah. So not saying that they were never shown as positive before mm-hmm. this, and I'm not saying that they were only shown as positive in the 90s. Right. However, they were shown as a more well-rounded group. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well-rounded individuals
yeah.
at this time. And it gave people insight into the actual world of modern day witchcraft, the occult, paganism, mm-hmm. Wicca, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yeah.
Which, come on now.
I mean, yeah, now. When you think about it, I'm sure you're going to go into some of the pop
culture.
We're going to
go into it, yes. Yeah. It was like mm-hmm. at its peak, in my opinion.
Gosh, at its peak, yeah.
So these characters generally had a similar style that was influenced by their lifestyle.
Right.
And naturally, the masses started following yeah, suit, right. okay? So this style was a blend of various things that came before it, mm-hmm. naturally. Goth. Yes. Obviously, boho chic.
Yes.
We don't really like that term, yeah. but there you go.
Or hippie chic.
There you go. Sure. Hey, yeah. The Renaissance revival.
Mm.
Persian art and design. Mm-hmm. Art Nouveau. Okay, it was kind of like a blend. Yes. There you go. So Collins, who does work for the Consumer Aesthetics Research Institute, okay, whoa. Hello, has been looking at why this style became so popular back then
yeah.
in the 90s and why it has been making a comeback recently. Because okay. I said in like 2022, yeah. it really started picking up yeah. steam again. Long story short, it has been used as a form of self-expression during times of uncertainty. Uncertainty, that's a hard word. When people started tapping into their own magic rather than looking for it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that.
They couldn't find it elsewhere. Yeah. You had to go within.
Yeah.
It's empowering, it's sexy, it's mystical, it's free and fun, it's soft but strong.
Yeah.
It's what the world tells you not to be. Okay.
That's so interesting that mm-hmm. that, you know, came yeah. to the forefront in my life at the time that it did. Because yeah. yeah, like what I was going through personally.
Yeah, yeah. you were really breaking out on your own.
I was breaking out.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Old, mm-hmm. you know.
Lore was breaking generational yeah. cycles way back yeah. when. So that is interesting.
Yeah.
That is such a cool conversation to have, like how aesthetics and pop culture yeah. line up with what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I just, yeah. I could read about that all
I
day.
Love it.
And then in your personal life.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm yeah. going to cry. Okay. So you can
freedom.
See.
Sing George.
I won't let you down.
Freedom.
I will not give you up. He's probably rolling over in his grave. That was really bad. I'm so sorry, George. So you can see how this is all linked then to mm-hmm. modern day witchcraft and witches.
Yeah.
Okay. It's about embracing your personal power. Mm-hmm. And then this is just how some express that outwardly.
Yeah,
which
I love it.
I love that. Yeah. So what are some key elements in this fashion or style?
Mm, give it to me.
Okay, the combination of bold and soft colors.
Mm-hmm.
So think dark jewel tones,
yes.
deep reds, deep mm-hmm. purples, mm-hmm. deep blues.
Yeah.
Soft purples, though, like that lavender.
Yeah.
Rich,
mauve. Mauve.
I have that. Mauves. Mauves. Some mossy greens.
Mm.
There's a
yes.
lot of earthy elements here, so nature-y colors
yeah.
are usually involved as well. Browns, mm-hmm. or just think autumn
yeah.
fairy.
Yes.
There's Amy Brown again.
There we go.
If you look like an Amy Brown fairy, you are probably Whimsigoth. There you go. Let me help you out. Rich, distinct textures. So velvet.
Yes.
Have we talked about my love for velvet?
Like a crushed velvet drape.
Mm. Mm. I love a velvet bedspread. I think there's almost nothing sexier than velvet.
So funny because now that we've talked about Twin Peaks last week, everything that's coming up into my social media feed is like David Lynch stuff.
Oh no, and blue like, velvet.
No, it was this when they redid the thing,
yeah.
and it was he's like, oh, look at those red drapes. Mm, those red drapes. Clip of him. Oh, those drapes are gorgeous. See? And
I mean,
it's like, you know.
You weren't lying.
Simple I mean, drape. It made the whole thing.
It really did, though. And you add some velvet. I love that. There is like something so sexy about velvet. Me and Jake almost always have a velvet bedspread. Because it just, oh my God, yeah, I love it so TMI much. There. Why is that TMI? That is my boudoir. Is that how you say it?
Boudoir.
I don't know how to say it. Instantly not sexy when I say it. Okay, other textures. Lace. Mm-hmm. Ooh, anything sheer.
Yeah.
And leather. Yes. So you see this juxtaposition of like soft, but badass. Stevie Nicks, sing it. Okay, yes. We are going to talk about Stevie Nicks. If you haven't guessed already, she is kind of the whimsigoth queen.
Poster child.
Besides you, of course. A lot of jewelry. So lots of layering of necklaces, lots of crystals, possibly some occult or witchy symbols mixed in. Again, always be careful that you're not like, you know, dabbling in something you don't want to dabble in.
Sticking all those runes together just willy-nilly.
Yeah, maybe be a little careful, but you know, you may see a little cauldron or something here.
Yeah.
Flowy fabrics and free-flowing shapes or silhouettes. So a lot of bell sleeves.
Oh, my favorite.
Flowy skirts. I am wearing a skirt today.
You are wearing a skirt. Very whimsigoth.
I have one skirt, and it happens to be whimsigoth because if I am tapping into my feminine energy, it tends to lean more whimsigoth. A goth.
Yeah.
Remember that you want to feel airy, like a badass fairy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not restricted or stuffy. That is not the vibe here. A lot of corsets. Come on, Renaissance Festival.
There you go.
You will
not just for the Renaissance Festival.
No, but
everyday wear.
But can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
What if I walked out of my room wearing a corset just to like take care of October for the day? Like what? This is casual wear. You do see a lot of this vibe at the Renaissance Festival,
though. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of patterns, so anything celestial, moons, stars, a lot of florals. Butterflies will sometimes work their way in there. Fairies, anything astrological.
There you go.
Laura, you had that on lock in the 90s. Oh, my God. Chunky shoes.
Chunky shoes.
I love a chunky shoe.
I do love a chunky
shoe. Let's not forget that this really hit its stride.
A chunky clog.
In the 90s, a lot of chunky clogs were happening. You do see a lot of Doc Martens.
I love a clog.
Okay. Laura's more of the clog vibe. I am more of the Doc Marten combat boot vibe, which both fit in here.
Doc Martens are awesome.
Yeah, you see a lot of that here. So like a flowy skirt with a Doc Marten boot.
Yeah.
Again, that juxtaposition.
Love it.
So essentially, if you mash together the 70s witchy style of, say, Stevie Nicks, the 80s goth or alternative vibe, and 90s grunge, you get... Whimsigoth. There you go.
There you go.
So overall, the name of the game is to be free in yourself, in nature. Nature is a big thing here, and in your own power.
Yeah.
So don't forget the word whimsy is involved here.
Playful.
It's playful. It's supposed to feel, at least in part, playful. Yeah. I love that.
And light.
So, light, yes. Yeah. So it can be like playing dress up if you want it to, like when you throw on your Renfair wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like it's when I was getting ready today, I was listening to my like whimsigoth playlist, which I did make it for this occasion and I will give it to you all on Patreon. It feels so playful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can hear October screaming in the background. She wanted to be a part of this conversation. I have a feeling she's going to be
a whimsigoth?
I really do. We've talked about this before. Yeah. I feel like she's going to be like a hex girl.
Dude.
Like, right?
Her playing with the tarot cards is...
She gives us a read. She gives us a personal reading every day. I say, October, what's my reading today? And she'll go over and pick out cards and she'll give them to me. And every fucking time, I mean, they are on point. I'm like, girl, you don't need to roast me like that. Oh my God. She gives me the Hierophant upside down one more time. I'm like, I get it. Thank you. But no, I feel like she inspired this conversation too, because she's very much of this vibe. Okay. So whimsigoth in pop culture. This is the best part, right?
Of course.
Here's your music. Again, I did make a playlist. Mm-hmm. So this is either music that fits the vibe, like the actual music, and or the musician.
Okay.
Typically, they kind of fit the aesthetic.
They kind of go hand in hand, sure.
To me, besides Stevie Nicks, there you go, Stevie Nicks, Maisie Starr is like the top of the list for me.
Yeah.
Anytime you put on Maisie Starr, that is the feeling.
And it's no wonder that you vibed so much with Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yeah. You can draw lines, obviously.
For sure.
Yes. The Cardigans.
Oh,
I love one of my all-time favorite songs is Erase / Rewind. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love that song.
That is such a good one.
And it's Use and Never Been Kissed is just one of those moments that a song is used so perfectly in a movie.
Mwah. Every time you hear it, it just takes you back to that movie.
There you go. Okay. Yikes. Sixpence, None the Richer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, mm-hmm. Lisa Bonet. Mm-hmm. Go, if you want to get the vibe, go and look up pictures of Lisa Bonet now, I'm sure, but in the 90s especially. Oh, holy shit, her outfits.
Oh, my gosh, and High Fidelity. Come on.
Oh, my God, I love her in High Fidelity. So sexy, ridiculous.
Which is so then funny that her daughter.
Well, that's what. Were you just now making that connection?
Connected the dot today.
That's why it's like so special. Jeff Buckley. Fits into the Whimsigoth music category because there's something so ethereal.
Oh my gosh.
Yet like it packs a punch, right?
Yeah. I feel like Grace is always one of my top five.
Oh, that's a fantastic album.
And I always feel like I am transported somewhere else when I'm listening to that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. The Cranberries.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have to? Let it linger. I was wondering if you were going to finish it or if I had to. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Oh my God. That crushed me a little bit. Yeah. Florence and the Machine. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've listened to Florence and the Machine, have to.
Yeah. And everybody keeps saying that we need to talk about
Flow. The old Flow. So the reason that I wanted to do this first is because we get requests a lot for like Florence and the Machine, Maisie Star, Jeff Buckley. So I wanted to set the tone first and then we'll start
and go into it.
Yeah. Florence and the Machine will be an interesting one. Kate Bush. We've talked about her.
Already talked about Kate.
I really like Kate Bush.
And her bush.
I could not help myself. Usually I'm the child. That was wide open. I did set it up for you a little bit too good. Divinals.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? We don't talk about them enough. And we don't talk about the song I Touch Myself enough. I was listening to that in the shower and I was like, God damn, they really went in with this. When I feel down, I want you above me. What a line. Okay. FKA Twigs.
I don't know them.
I think that you're going to want to.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to urge you to go and look them up.
Is it on your playlist?
Yes. Okay. They are on my playlist.
Check it out.
The Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, of course.
Kind of get roped in there.
I could see it.
And if you look at their album covers.
I was going to say, their artwork on their album covers. Yes.
Lord. I like Lord. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Alanis Morissette. Gets in there.
Interesting.
She's very feminine, but she's still like has that edge.
Yes.
Okay. So some movies, shows, or characters that would fit under Whimsigoth.
Yeah.
Obviously Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Of course.
So you have Willow. You have Tara. Tara? Yeah. Is it Tara or Tara?
Do they call her Tara? I feel like Willow calls her Tara.
Tara.
I don't know.
I feel so bad because she's one of my favorite characters and I can't get her name right. Fuck. Yeah. Sometimes Buffy and Anya, though, also would fit.
She always wears a chunky shoe, Anya.
Anya loves a chunky shoe. And she kind of looks like she stepped out of the Ren Fair. So, you know what? Throw her in here. Phoebe. From Friends.
Yes.
I love her style. Yeah. And I've always told you, like, style-wise...
I'm Phoebe.
You are definitely
Phoebe.
She
was a massage therapist.
Yeah. And half of what comes out of her mouth, I'm like, Laura, did they, like, talk to you before they wrote the show? Labyrinth. The Bulge is definitely giving Whimsigoth.
Bowie and the Bulge.
Charmed.
See, that's exactly what specifically comes to my mind.
Phoebe in Charmed and Paige. I feel like really had the Whimsigoth.
Well, and I always like Piper and that kitchen.
You know what?
Oh, that kitchen.
Well, yeah.
She always wore a chunky shoe now.
Okay. Laura's very hooked on the
but
chunky
the
shoe.
Herbal,
their home
kitchen.
Decor.
And
if I remember correctly, Phoebe and Friends, her apartment looks very Whimsigoth.
Yeah.
Practical Magic, obviously. But I'm going to say specifically Jilly. Mm-hmm. Not that Sally isn't, but I feel like Jilly leans more.
Yeah, I agree.
Whimsigoth.
Sally more.
Cottage.
Green cottage witch.
Yes. Yeah. Twitches, which you know I love Twitches. Very celestial. Mm-hmm. I want to do Twitches too. There is a sequel.
I'm doing it.
Corpse Bride and pretty much anything Tim Burton. I read that his movies were very influential in this movement in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes. Aggie and Marnie and Halloween Town. Aggie. But if you think about her ensemble, Aggie, come on.
She always
now.
Had a bell sleeve on.
She loved a bell sleeve. And she loved some velvet. If I do recall, that is a crushed red velvet ensemble she was wearing.
Oh my gosh.
The Craft. Not so much Nancy, but if you look at the other characters, very whimsical.
Yeah.
Yes. Cinderella, but the 1997 version with Brandy and Whitney Houston.
Oh yeah.
The costumes in that movie are fucking phenomenal. And Whitney Houston is a fairy godmother.
Yeah.
Very whimsical.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that movie.
I am gonna include the Hex Girls in here. I think they lean more goth, but they call themselves eco goth. So technically I'm gonna throw them
Toss
in here.
Them in. I was thinking Helena Bonham Carter, but she is a little a little more gothy,
but you know what? I'd throw her in here.
Yeah.
She
goes with the Tim Burton.
The flowy. Yes, she does. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And if you remember her room.
Was it?
Yeah. It looked like our apartment when I was a kid. Yeah. Coraline. You think all of the moons and the stars.
Sure.
Speaking of star from the Lost Boys, I would consider her whimsigoth. Yes.
She was like the epitome of like
beauty.
Oh,
I think she is absolutely stunning in that movie. That character. Oh my God.
That's probably why I started wearing the flowy skirts.
You know what? Yeah. Inspiration. There you go. Ginger Snaps.
I've never seen that.
That is on my list.
I know it is.
That has been requested quite a bit.
Somebody mentioned that movie to me the other day, and I was like, I think that's on your list.
I believe it's Canadian, eh?
Canadian.
So you know what? Get it in here. I'm going to do it soon. Kat Ann Mandela. Is that how you say your name? From 10 Things I Hate About You?
Oh, yeah.
So I originally just had Mandela, but then I was like, hold on, wait, Kat? Kind of whimsigothy.
Mandela when he brings her the Shakespearean.
She's so cute, right?
Oh yeah, Kat's hairdo.
Exactly.
Yeah, when she goes to the prom, for sure.
Yeah, I would say I dress like her sometimes.
Yes.
Like,
for sure.
Very much into the Kat vibe.
Yeah.
Twilight and specifically Alice Cullen.
Okay.
I feel like is giving me fairy. She's giving me whimsigoth. Edward Scissorhands. There's the Tim Burton again. And pretty much anything involving Christina Ricci or Winona Ryder.
And if you
look up pictures of them on like red carpets from the 90s and stuff.
They were walking it.
Yes, they were.
Walking the red carpet in their whimsigoth.
In their whimsigoth.
Yeah, I love
it. So that's all I have.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Did I help you?
I was whimsigoth and didn't even know it.
Isn't that cute?
That's funny.
You kept saying to me, I told her I was doing this. She's like, I just don't know what that means. I was like, Lord, literally, you are it. I'd say in your older age, you've leaned more cottagey.
Cottage witch, yeah.
More grandma nut energy.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Definitely more green. Yeah, like green witch, cottage.
Yeah.
Shabby chic.
Okay, yes. Yeah. But I will try to hunt down some pictures of you from when I was younger because you were very much... You loved a celestial pattern.
Oh my gosh. loved it.
Couldn't tear you away from it.
You know, I still do.
You do. Exactly. That's what I mean. I was looking in your closet the other day.
Uh-huh.
You still got it going on.
Yeah.
I steal your clothes sometimes and vice versa.
I was going to say there is nothing you own that I can wear.
You wore my Twin Peaks shirt the other day.
That is true.
You bite your tongue. But there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of fun.
Cool. I love
that. Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, that was cool learning about that.
It has definitely, if you don't hear it called whimsigoth, it's just called the witch aesthetic. So I feel like we all kind of know it.
Kind of fit into that.
But it now has a term.
I love that.
So there you go, everyone.
I think it's just so interesting how it ties into personality and beliefs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It just kind of is a big meshing pop culture.
I was going to say it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
It was like a way to let your spirituality be shown just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do have a playlist I am very into.
I can't wait to listen to it.
There you go. All right, everyone. Well, enjoy. If you liked these, like, I don't know, maybe we'll do more aesthetic kind of things. It's like a breath of fresh air every once in a while.
I like it.
There you go.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll see you Thursday for our full length episode.
All right. Talk to you then.
TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.